Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. It's been kind of a rough morning. Once again, the computers have been possessed. Didn't want to work this morning, but we're going to do a show anyway. We've got some things. I've got some really good things that we need to take and think about. You know, as it said about Mary, she pondered on these things. We need to ponder, but we also need to act. And I'm going to ask you how you would act. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for being the great I Am that you are, our Creator God, our Savior, our salvation. Father, you have the patience. We know you are a patient God. We test it every day. But we ask, Father, and we thank you, Father. But we know, Father, that that patience will come to an end. Help us to be a people, to react now, to look to now, and to look to you for what you would have us to do. I ask for the patience that we need as a people, the prudence we need as a people, and your protection that we need as your people. Father, so many things in history have taught us, and yet we seem to be ignorant and we don't learn from it. We are in complete chaos in this country right now. I know you see it. I don't need to tell you. But Abba, Father, we come before you, repenting. And I pray, Father, that if there's nothing else we do right here, right now, not just me, but all those that are listening, that we will do our best to follow your path, to be your beacon, to share your love. Grant us, equip us, Father, for the tasks you have before us. And thank you for putting your light upon that path, and may we see it and walk it. Father, may we hunger and thirst for your righteousness for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Rudy and I were going through things this morning, and as I was trying to look everything up on the computer, it was just sitting there spinning, then it'd go ghostly on me. It's about to die, and I'm in just about in a panic, and I told Rudy, I'm not going to panic. Because I get in a panic when I can't get my monologue, and I didn't get a monologue, but I have something. And it was, today's show was prompted by a little bit of what Acosta said yesterday, and what the Imprism magazine or periodical that they put out had said. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Patriots, Nazis, Americans. I know, why would I put Americans in there with patriots? I don't know. It's just the way it came out this morning. History teaches us many things, and it's obvious that many talking heads today do not know their history, or they are intentionally calling out slanderous names to make themselves look great. Didn't work for Jim Acosta. I'm speaking of the not-so-bright Jim Acosta, referring to the governor of Virginia as a Nazi. Why is he a Nazi? Because he's allowing people to make their own decisions. Well, what I know about Nazism and history, that wasn't the way it was. What about that? Do you know the story of Corrie Ten Boom or of Martin Niemöller? What is your knowledge of Nazis? Now, I'm going to share this quote, and we may share it again before we get started here. This is a John Adams quote. It is weakness rather than wickedness which renders men unfit to be trusted with unlimited power. And John Paul Jones said, it seems to be the law of nature, inflexible and inexorable, that those who will not risk cannot win. Those who will not risk cannot win. Would you hide a Christian or a Jew or whoever if you knew that the government officials were hunting them down to send them to encampments? Who does that anymore? China does that. That's who. What about an unvaxxed person or an unmasked person or someone who doesn't believe in climate change? Would you hide them? Would you defend them? Would you stand up to the government? Would you seek justice? The Hiding Place is the story of Corrie Ten Boom. There was a movie. It was gone. It was after her book. And it's a true story. The Hiding Place. Corrie Ten Boom, also known as Cornelia Arnolda Johanna, was a Dutch watchmaker and later a Christian writer and a public speaker who worked with her father, Caspar Ten Boom, her sister Betsy Ten Boom, and other family members to help many Jewish people escape from the Nazis during the Holocaust in World War II. They hid them in their home. She believed her actions were following the will of God, and they were caught. And she was arrested and sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp. Corrie Ten Boom lived through that. But her father and her sister Betsy did not. They died in the concentration camps. For some reason, Corrie was spared. The story is a beautiful story. But I ask you, would you hide someone in your home? Not a criminal. Well, I guess they'd be criminal if the government was after them. But someone who was being sought after simply for what they believed or who they were. Martin Niemöller was a prominent Protestant pastor. His father was a Lutheran pastor as well, who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler. And he spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, despite his ardent nationalism. Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for that quotation. We've used it many times. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out. Then they came for the next person, and I didn't speak out. And then they came for the next one, and I didn't speak out. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. I can say this, stupid Acosta. He is clueless to what true Nazism is. What would you do? Governor Youngkin has opened a tip line for parents to report teachers who teach critical race theory. Now, he's opened a tip line. You remember President Biden has declared these parents to be domestic terrorists, and they're hunting them down if they stand up and speak out in the public school, at the school board meetings. Whether it's the rape of their child or the teachings that they're doing. When did we become, and it happened a long time ago, when did we become a nation of public schools that were owned by the federal government and we have to bow before them? We the people, which was supposed to be a constitutional republic, us in charge, governed by the consent of the governed. When did we turn it all back over? So, Nazism or patriotism or Americanism? What are we going to follow? Would you stand up for justice, even if it was for the other guy, if you saw it being injustice? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we are going to talk just a few minutes about this. The Virginia Governor Youngkin has opened up the tip line for parents so that they can call in and report those teachers when they've been told not to teach critical race theory, but continue to teach critical race theory. Now, there are some schools, too, that are defying him on the mask law. He has opened up, lifted the mask law, and they are firing teachers, and they are excommunicating students. So, you see, they don't care about the outcome of this. And we're going to talk about that here in a few minutes. But in walks the bozo, Jim Acosta. And he quips that the Virginia under Glenn Youngkin is a Soviet-style police state, and he calls him a Nazi. He said, I never thought we'd see Nazism here in the country. Really? Because what the Democrat Party has been doing, those Democrat governors shutting down America, and what the media like Acosta is saying, well, if you don't wear a mask or if you don't get vaccine, you don't get medical care. Who are they? You know. They're not the experts. But do you trust an expert? Fauci's an expert. Do we trust Fauci? Let's talk about that for just a moment. Let's talk about Fauci. I've got to find it here first. Navarro says that Fauci, and of course I've been saying it for a long time, is a war criminal. Now, he didn't say that. Navarro said Fauci has COVID blood on his hands because he lied at the very beginning. He lied about where it came from. He knew all along where this virus came from. But he's an expert, so we should believe him. We should believe the experts because they know what they're talking about. You know, I have seen there were lots of experts in Nazi, those doctors and the scientists, when they started putting people that weren't quite perfect into their hospitals and doing experimentations on them. Let me tell you something, folks. This vaccine, whether you took it or didn't take it, it doesn't make any difference. It's an experiment. It's an experiment. And they're trying to force people to do it. No different. No different, Mr. Acosta, than when Nazi, when Hitler allowed these scientists and these so-called expert doctors to take people and experiment on them. Of course, we know what Fauci does to the little puppies and the monkeys, and it ain't pretty. So much for the left loving animals, right? Well, this is out of in prison, which is Hillsdale College. And I'm going to read to you what Churchill said about experts. Now, I have an acquaintance. I won't call him a friend. He's very wise. Very wise. And it seems to me the wiser and the more educated people believe themselves to be, the more things they have on, you know, in little black frames on the wall, the more they think of themselves. And God just doesn't quite have it right. The less they believe in God. They can't fathom. They can't understand what true faith is. They can't understand what a miracle is. It doesn't meet with their intellectual abilities. Churchill says, nothing would be more fatal than for the government of states to get into the hands of the experts. Expert knowledge is limited knowledge, and the unlimited ignorance of the plain man who knows only what hurts is a safer guide than any vigorous direction of a specialized character. Now think about that. Fauci is an expert. He knows all about virology, and he knew more about this virus than we ever thought. But he knows nothing about economics. He knows nothing about running a nation. He knows nothing about the personality of people or what emotional trauma was going to be put on them or how they were going to lose their jobs or how this affects these children to keep them masked or away from other children, to isolate them. He doesn't care. All he knows is virus. That's all he knows. And how to be a bureaucrat and be the highest paid person in government today. I told Rudy maybe that should be our next postcard. Fire Fauci. He's a war criminal. The blood is on his hands, just like, I like Peter Navarro, just like Peter Navarro said. Let's go on with Churchill. This is the rest of his quote here, I think. Why should you assume that all except doctors, engineers, etc. are drones or worse? If the ruler is to be an expert in anything, he should be an expert in everything. And that is plainly impossible. Churchill goes on to argue that practical judgment is the capacity necessary to making decisions. I guess practical judgment would be another word for common sense. The people in America, we were patient. We didn't know what a pandemic was. We'd never really been hit by this, not the ones living today. And so we willingly shut things down for 2 weeks, 15 days, they told us. It's a non-ending pandemic because they can control you with this fear that they have instilled upon you. Children are afraid of others who aren't masked. People are afraid to be around you if you don't wear a mask. If you're not wearing a mask, you probably didn't get vaxxed either. If you're not wearing a mask, if you didn't get vaxxed, then you are the enemy. And many of them have openly said you shouldn't be getting care in the hospital. You shouldn't be getting care from a doctor. You shouldn't be here. Perhaps you should be, of course, If you voted for Donald Trump, they wanted to put you in what? Concentration camps to reprogram you. Americans who need to be reprogrammed. Put them in this camp. What are we doing, America? What would you do if they decided to take everyone who wasn't vaxxed? If they decided to take the Christians who went to church on Sunday? What would you do if they started arresting others who are innocent? Going back to our Revolutionary War, and I don't have the article in front of me because my computer failed and it threw, you know what, on me. So, if you study the Boston Massacre that happened just before then, and we're going to go back and study that because I saw something else if I can get my computer to work this afternoon. But remember the Boston Massacre? It was horrible. There was more killed there than there was in the January 6th, who only lost one person. And it's looking more and more like she was somebody who was standing up. They showed videos and clips last night that it appeared that she was arguing with the guy that was trying to break down the windows and get in there. And I have long thought it looked to me like instead of crawling, she was being pushed. Well, that is still open for discussion because we don't know. But we know she served this country. We know those police officers that were standing there turned around and just walked away nonchalantly. That's what we do know. But in the Boston Massacre, more took place than met the eye. They didn't have hidden cameras there. And they were angry at John Adams because he defended two or three or six, I don't remember how many it was, of the British soldiers that actually were accused of shooting into the crowd. Now, in the movie that I watched, it could be romanticized. It may not be true. I don't know. But the truth is, Americans were angry with John Adams. John Adams did what he thought was right, and it ended up it was correct to do it. Those men were not guilty of what they were being accused of. John Adams stood up even for the enemy. He stood up for them. He stood up for justice. What would we do today? Would we stand up for justice? You know, I had Ntiso on yesterday. I hope you enjoyed that show, and I have him now booked for every Thursday in February, and we're going to discuss that original, that organic constitution, and what happened to it. How did it get diverted? How did it get redone? What happened? We have the facts. We have the data. We have the dates. I'd like the name of all those in the Congress. And we know what was going on in America at that time that drove them to do what they did. But today, I believe it is driven out and out by greed. Greed for power. Greed for money to bring this country down. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BETHANN. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BETHANN.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged. And it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1808. 800-932-1808. 800-932-1808. That's 800-932-1808.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Racism, Nazism, Americanism, patriotism, socialism, communism. Do we know the difference? We've talked about it here many, many times. Democracy. By the way, I want you all to rest assured, Nancy Pelosi is going to run again for her district in California. Lucky you guys. Lucky you. Do us all a favor and vote her out. They've got a thing going with all the money that she gained here just recently. And they're telling her to give it back. Well, who's she going to give it back to? Give it back to the American people. They can't do that. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned, as you always do. I know most of you are very faithful and loyal. But the next... all the Thursdays in February, we're going to have Anthony and Tiso on. And on the last show, and that one may not have to be the last, I don't know how far we'll get because I have lots of questions. And lots of questions about how we can fix it. And I'm certain you do too. So the very last show that we do this, we're going to open up the phone lines with Anthony and Tiso. So on my list here, because I wasn't able to get a monologue, I had Acosta, Adams, J6, Culture, and Experts. We talked a little bit about the experts there and the Supreme Court opening. Let's talk about culture. Why? Well, if you remember when somebody asked old Biden about what China was doing with their behavior against certain sects of people, imprisoning them and killing them. He shrugged it off. It's their culture. It's their culture. I have an article here. A refugee is 24 years old who works alongside the U.S. troops in Afghanistan is convicted of sexually assaulting a 3-year-old girl while they were both housed at Quantico after being evacuated to America when the Taliban took over, when America surrendered. Americans don't like to surrender. Now, somebody like Acosta would wet his pants if something happened. He's a coward. A coward has, and I told Rudy, I said, you know, it's easy to get in front of the microphone and talk and speak. Nobody's looking back at me. Nobody's saying, let's go Brandon at me or something. Although that would be encouraging, but you know what I'm saying. Nobody's criticizing me here. We have trolls that follow us around on Facebook and such, but nobody, it's kind of like it's easy to be a Christian in church, isn't it? Well, it's easy to be a patriot when I'm hiding in a studio, although I've got open windows. But this refugee, he claimed that it wasn't a crime because in his country, it's culturally accepted to take little girls like that and rape them. You can call it marry them if you want to. I call it rape them. A 3-year-old isn't ready to marry. And this young woman, she's 26 years old in Pakistan, has been sentenced to be hanged by her neck till she is dead over a blasphemous cartoon that she either wrote or shared that depicted their faithful leader with a 6-year-old girl. Blasphemy. Because they believe Muhammad is God. He famously married Aisha, or Aisha, I don't know how you say it, when she was only 6 years old. The precise age at which he then raped her is the subject of some debate among Muslim clerics, but in generally localized at an age they would have seen Muhammad serving decades in American prison. But not now, because you know, it's their culture. It's okay if it's their culture. Except American culture is not okay. We're a blended society. We should be a blended society. But the Democrats have divided us. Politicians have divided us. When they do polls, they divide us among women this age or women that age or men and women against men and women against Christians and non-Christians against Republicans and Democrats. Rural America and urban America and city America. They divide us. Black, white, purple, pink. Those who are vaxxed and those who are not vaxxed. Constantly, constantly dividing us. So, he didn't really announce it, the Supreme Court justice that, Beyer, that is going to be retiring, and he's not retired yet, but oh, they are drooling. They got a little spit coming down off their mouth and on chin, like wolves that are about ready to pounce. Well, it's really not going to make a whole lot of difference, although he was more of a moderate leftist. He was still a leftist. The Biden has promised he will only nominate a black female. Now, what does that say for black females? What does that say for the person who gets the nominee? She could be the most educated expert. She could be the best qualified in their eyes. But America's going to see it as only a black woman was put on the Supreme Court because of politics. What Anthony told us yesterday still stands true. There is no more a separation of powers. They use the Supreme Court like a doggy. Fetch this, fetch that. You better make the right decision or we'll haunt you. I don't know whether this is going to happen. Everybody's jumping to conclusions and they've got out all kinds of scenarios. He doesn't like Kamala, so maybe he'll elect Kamala to that because she's not really a black person, but she's of color. She's not white. She once had curly hair, but she she dived right into that cultural appropriation because she straightens her hair, as does Michelle Obama, because they want to look white, even though they hate the whites. But if they put her in the Supreme Court, then that leaves an opening for vice president, and Pelosi could move into vice president, or they could put Hillary Clinton in as vice president, and then declare Obama, O'Biden as incapable to pull that 25th Amendment out, and voila! Hillary Clinton is president. I don't think the American people will stand for that. Or will they? Will you stand for that? I mean, that is far-fetched, but it could happen. Would you stand for it? And then if they started to take the people away who voted for Donald Trump, who questioned the 2020 election, would they put you away in a concentration camp so that you could be reprogrammed? Would you hide someone in your house? You know, I have thought about that before. I've thought about where the hiding place would be. And that's the title of Corrie Ten Boom's book and the movie, The Hiding Place. I love that song. It's got a minor feel to it, and it's, the words are easy to remember, you know, they're the same all the time. Kind of like Henry VIII. It's got the same verse every time. Second verse, the same as the first. The Hiding Place. Well, in New York, rest assured, the 2022 election is going to go really smooth because they've already extended the mail-in voting. Because the pandemic is so upon us. How long is this pandemic going to last? Forever, if they have their way. What would you do? You know, seriously, what would you do? Would you take a stand? Rudy was telling me this morning about this story, and I didn't get to read the whole thing in the prison, in prison from Hillsdale College. But there was a man in Michigan who defied the government, the governor, all the way, and never, ever closed his business. Would you do that? We never closed our business, but then we don't have lots of people coming in and out of here. Just me and Rudy and the mailman once in a while. And my husband, he comes, drops by and visits us. My brother. America. Do you love other Americans, or are you ready to turn them in? Turn them in to the experts like Fauci, who doesn't know squat, but he is a war criminal, in my opinion. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back. Well, it feels like home. I got everything
I need and nothing that I don't. Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to have Rudy tell the story. He was reading about the Michigan man with the restaurant that never, ever, ever shut down. And what happened to him, why he came to that conclusion, why he stood his ground. And, of course, he had the right, because we have natural rights. We talked about that yesterday, and we will continue to talk about that. But I'm going to have Rudy tell you exactly what took place.
Well, there was a family-owned restaurant in Michigan, and the father that established the business had passed away, and the son was buying it from his mother, and she was using that source of income for her retirement. And he had, of course, he had employees, and it had his own family and stuff to take care of, and he couldn't shut down. Now, there was no option for him but to stay open, so he did. And he fought off summons and fines.
And paid them all, too,
didn't
you
say? Yeah, paid them all, stayed open the whole time, put a sign in the window explaining what he was doing and why he was doing it and how he needed to do it. And it was a local, small, hometown restaurant, but the people from all over the state, you know, and just swamped the place and stood in line for hours to get in to support him.
And put themselves in danger, actually, because that governor up there is not a nice woman.
Yeah. I mean, he bought equipment to sanitize the air and all that kind of stuff, like probably wasn't necessary, but he did. He did everything he could to make the government happy, but he stayed open the whole time. And that was a great example of what we need to do, talk about taking the country back, and is just not let the government get away with
closing
being
us down.
Nazis.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. We need to give Acosta a little school lesson.
Absolutely.
And he may have to go out to the, what do they call it, the woodshed.
Yeah,
to get it spanked. I still have the little paddles in my one drawer in my kitchen, and I was fighting with them yesterday to try and get something out. I thought, you know, I probably don't need these anymore. I mean, my youngest one's 38. That maybe, and I thought, no. I might. They're memorable. They're just memories. And it was because when I did spank them, I would It hurt me more than I hurt them. So, but would you take a stand? I have an article here from Alex Brusewicz. Dear J6 Committee, I will not be intimidated. For far too long, Washington has been a shadowy place of deceit and corruption. Now remember, Intisos is talking about the congressional deception. Perhaps this can be a moment where we say enough is enough and leave the wilderness towards being a great country again. We've always thought we were great. But we didn't understand the deception. We knew something wasn't right. Remember, we talked about that a week or two ago. Something's not right. It just doesn't feel right. We knew that. But we cling to what we were being taught. And now we can see that what we're being taught is a bunch of propaganda. Even from when I was a child, I've told you the stories about weekly readers when my kids were children and how they would call and harass me. Wanting more money. Wanted me to spend money on weekly readers in my home. Well, I didn't even like the kids getting them. They were full of fake news and propaganda. But this man, it has come to my attention that the unconstitutional January 6th House Unselect Committee seeks an audience with me. My attorney, Joseph D. McBride Esquire, which is why lawyers are not supposed to be in Congress, informed the committee Wednesday afternoon that I am declining to give an audience in this time. He's standing up against him. It's time for Americans to put their foot down and said, I'm mad as you know what, and I ain't going to take it anymore. I encourage you to order the booklet. I don't have the phone number in front of me. Yeah, we do. We've got the, do we have the, yesterday's show over there? And be prepared. When we start talking about it next Thursday, be prepared. Zephyr Books and Coffee. I want to go there. The phone number is 530-598-2584. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are homeschooling, I encourage you to get this. It's just like a 32-38-page booklet. And then I have found the organic constitution, and we're working on getting the organic Bill of Rights. That's been a little harder to find. We did find the original 13th Amendment, but we haven't been able to find the others. I encourage you to do that. And I got this today, speaking of standing up. And maybe they're just starting to get wise. Maybe some of these corporations are starting to get wise. Consumers make a difference. Yes, you do. So you should be promoting or standing up with Pepsi, not Coke. Coke is woke. Coke wants all of their people to be less white. You got to think less white, act less white. You know, being a professional, standing up, I guess... What you would say Biden was the other day when he called Ducey, you know what, a son of a gun, not gun, was that professional? See, they don't want you to be professional. That's too white. Well, he ain't white, is he? Well, Pepsi donates to Texas Republican Party after the state passes abortion ban. Feminists come in unhinged. What other products does Pepsi sell? I shouldn't even mention this. I've been kind of on a diet, and I'm not allowed to drink any sodas or any chips, any of that stuff I liked. Pepsi, Lay's, Mountain Dew. I've got a husband that loves his Mountain Dew, and Rudy does too. Tropicana, Quaker, oatmeal, Cheetos. I don't know what Mirinda is. Lipton, I would say. Lipton teas, Lipton this, Lipton that. Ruffles, Brisk. Twist, Fritos, Aquafine, you know, the bottled water. Those are Pepsi-Cola products. And there are more. Those are the ones. Lay's are the best. I really think they are. They're a little more expensive, Dave, but they're good. Nobody can eat just one, right?
Yeah, it used to be Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They all had Pepsi product,
Pizza
yeah.
Pizza Hut uh-huh. were PepsiCo companies.
I don't know if they still are or not.
I'm not sure.
They're not listed on this, but okay. I had a note last night from my contact at MyPillow, and they have a tremendous sale on their Giza sheets. Go to their website, MyPillow.com, and find where he's on the radio. They've got Mike sitting there on a radio mic, and it's your radio deals. Now, I have one set of Giza sheets, and I love them. They really are comfortable. But I think they're $39.99 right now, and that is a bargain on any sheets. So go to their website and look it up and order and use the promo code Bethann. Consumers make a difference. We can buy this country back. Yes, we can. One more quote. This is from a Michael Rosef. According to the dictionary.com, a fascist state has such features as a dictator with great powers, the suppression of criticism and opposition, regimentation of business, etc.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Bethann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.